Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast. In this one, I'm going to demonstrate using the Live ATC app to listen to aviation-exclusive scanners. I saw lately the scanner radio demo in the podcast's page, and I thought I would do one for aviation because scanner radio, I find, has a really small database of aviation feeds, and I have Live ATC. So we are going to show you the interface, which is very simple to use, kind of like scanner radio, but exclusively housing aviation feeds, if you're interested in that. So I have both scanner radio and Live ATC installed on here for my listening pleasure, whether it be police, fire, EMS, and then my occasional aviation listening. We are actually going to use Siri to open Live ATC. Open Live ATC.
Listener count, 0.
And it'll open right up. Now, normally you wouldn't see anything here if you're opening this for the first time. Unfortunately, I believe I have a bunch of favorites that I don't want to get rid of, so I did not reinstall the application for the sake of video, but it should be simple enough to look at.
Settings button.
So in the settings menu, we'll actually have a look in there first, because the main page is just Done. A player if you're already playing something.
Preferences, heading, channel auto start.
Channel auto start.
Switch button, on.
That is set, so whenever you switch your channel, if you have it on, it'll autoplay the next channel when you click on it, which is nice.
Nearby range, KM.
Nearby range.
100, text field.
This is set in kilometers.
Set sleep timer.
And you can change the range of how far of a vicinity around you want the app to search for nearby airports. I have mine set up to 100 kilometers away.
One, set sleep timer. Switch button, off.
That's a sleep timer. I don't use that, but if that's your thing, then you can go ahead and set that.
Timer duration, min, 60, text field.
And 60 min,
timer duration, min.
An hour.
Six, audio buffers.
Audio buffers.
0%, adjustable.
0%.
Small, large. Fast start.
Yep.
Slower start, more reliable. Version 2.2. Version 2.2.1.
So, there isn't anything really that I configure in here. I'm going to hit done.
Set share, but favored.
There's a share button.
Share button.
And I believe, from what I remember, the favorite button might have been dimmed because there's no channel set by default when you first get the app. But there's a share
favorite
button to share a feed.
Button.
And then you can go for frequency search, which I don't use half these features. I just like browsing through the different airports and things. And I'll use a few examples so we can get samples of what certain things sound like on here.
KJFK Tower.
I'm listening to
KJFK 200.
John F. Kennedy Airport, the tower.
Diagram, but frequencies, WFRA.
So if I wanted
button.
To play this, obviously this wouldn't be here but when you first open the app, when you first download it. But since I've used the app before, since it's already here, we're going to listen
loading
and
dim.
See what we can hear.
Miles 13 left. 2175 heavy, Kenny Tower, good afternoon. Caution light turbulence falling heavy, Boeing 777. Wind 110 at 23, gusts 35. Wind shear, gain of loss 15 knots at below 1,500 feet. Runway 13 left, clear to land.
Thank you, copy the information, clear to land. Runway 13 left, speedboat 175
stop.
Heavy.
Vault stop, button, play.
So we're going to stop that here so I can talk. Just as a little note, the scanners are provided by volunteers in those areas, so we will have downtimes at some points in time if they're doing scanner maintenance or things like that, or if power and internet is out. Just like Broadcastify and Scanner Radar are run by people who have computers on all day to receive audio from scanners. So these are done by volunteers, and not all areas will be covered. So I'd look in your local directory in the app to look if your airport nearest to you is there. Mine is, and we will show you guys that
vault
now.
Vault air elapsed channel listener count channel elapsed
so,
air vault play button.
volume, after the 69%. Play button, adjustable. You have a volume slider. You can use that or the volume keys on your device.
AirPlay button.
AirPlay will let you cast this to an AirPlay device if you so wanted to, or select a Bluetooth device.
Elapsed time, 0000000.
When you're playing, this shows how much time you've listened for.
Channel status up.
Channel status up. Like I said, sometimes these channels can go down, and that will show that the channel's down, and you will not hear any audio when you hit play.
Listener count, 41.
Listener count, that shows approximately, I don't think it's that accurate, how many people are listening to the feed.
Change channel button.
And then change channel is where I believe you want to go. I could be wrong, but this interface is very similar from when you first install it to when you start listening to things, to start looking for channels. So we're going to actually hit that.
Channels, heading, cancel, USA button.
So we have here USA is our first item that you can click on.
Countries button.
And then you can hit countries to get the rest of the countries.
Top 50 button.
Top. You can get a list of top 50 scanners.
HF Oceanic button.
HF Oceanic.
U.S. ARTCC centers button.
U.S. AR whatever it said.
Nearby button.
I think that's more options to filter. Nearby scanners. This uses your location to see where the nearest airport and if there is a near airport. So you can filter to see if there are any good scanners near you.
Favorites button.
And then that's where you save your favorites.
Search button.
And you can also
recent
search.
Channels button.
And after a search, you can look at recent channels that you've listened to.
Recent channels button.
And that's the last item. So first thing we're going to do is go to my current location. So I'm not going to use the near me section. What I'm going to do is browse by countries.
In progress. Aruba button.
And we can swipe right to find Canada.
Austria, Bonai, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Canada, button, Canada.
We're going to double tap on that. Now, the best way to navigate through this, because it's going to be, I believe, divided by state or province, depending on what you choose, depending on what country you choose and what their system of dividing places is like. The best way, I think, to navigate is by heading.
Headings.
So in Canada's case, I'm going to be navigating by province, I believe it does city.
Canada, heading, Amos, heading.
Yes, it does, by city or county.
Boundary Bay, heading, Brampton, Brantford, Brooks, heading, Burlington, heading.
So I'm going to look for
Calgary, heading.
Calgary. And once you flick right with VoiceOver, it'll show the airports or airport within that place. So we have two here.
CYYC, Calgary International Airport, button.
YYC or Calgary International Airport, that is our main airport.
CYBW, Springbank Airport. Button.
YBW, which is Calgary Springbank Airport. We're going to choose the main one.
CYYC.
CYYC.
Canada, back button. Done, button. CYYC, Calgary International Airport, heading.
So, now.
Done. CYYC, Calgary International Airport,
we heading. Are going to flick right.
Channels, heading.
And you get to the channels heading where all the channels are located.
CYYC app slash dev up.
We have CYYC or YYC app slash dev, so that I'm assuming that's approach and departure channels.
CYYC tower number one up.
This is Calgary tower number one. If it's a big airport, kind of like YYC and JFK, you're going to have multiple towers, and the feed provider may not be able to put all of the tower frequencies into one feed.
CYYC tower number two up.
See, there's the tower number two.
CYYC TWR slash app slash center up.
Then we have YYC tower slash approach slash center. If you are into aviation, you are going to know what those mean.
CYYC TWR slash app slash dev up.
And this is tower slash approach slash departure.
CYYC TWR channels heading. CYYC.
So let's pick
CYYC TWR slash app. CYYC TWR slash app slash dev. CYYCTWR slash app slash center.
Tower slash approach slash center. We're going to double tap on that. And
settings.
Since we have autoplay enabled, it will, like you saw, start playing automatically. And we're going to listen for a little bit. And that's that. Now,
change channel button.
Let's switch to a few more channels here so you guys can have an idea. We're going to do a United States one. So we're going to go back all the way
check
here.
Done. Button. Countries. Heading. Albania. USA.
Go back. We're going to double tap on USA.
USA. Channels. Back button.
Now, for something done. Big United like the Alabama. U.S., button. It's going to be divided into states. So you're going to have to click on what state you want. So we're going to choose...
Indiana. Iowa. Button.
Kentucky, Florida.
Louisiana. Button. Illinois. Idaho. Hawaii. Georgia. Florida. Button. Florida. United States. Back button.
Then we're going to go Florida, navigate heading. By heading. Since my rotor is already selected on heading, I can just swipe down.
Avon Park. Heading. Bartow. Heading. Boca Raton. Heading.
We're going to choose that one. So we're going to swipe right.
KBCT. Boca Raton Airport. Button. KBCT. Florida. Done. Button. KBCT. Boca Raton Airport. Heading. Channels. Heading.
Channels.
KBCT,
heading.
ATIS. Up.
This is their ATIS. So we're going to actually listen selected. To that. That's their automated channel
settings,
to
button.
Announce weather and want airport information. So some of these feeds aren't set up right, or they're farther away from the airport, so you may get static. We're going to listen now to KBCT ground slash tower, so that's both ground and tower frequencies, and see what we can get. And then the last feed we will play is from another country as well. As we can tell, sometimes there is no traffic.
Change channel button.
So you can just look for the channels that have a lot of traffic. So we're going to look for the countries
change channel button
section.
Cancel. Chat. US countries button.
And we're going to go to
Australia.
Australia.
Australia. Countries. Back button.
Now we're going to navigate by heading, I believe.
Head Alice Springs. Bankstown. Bendigo. Brisbane. Cairns. Head Cambridge. Head Camden. Heading. Canberra. Head.
We're going to go to Canberra.
Charleville. YSCB. Canberra
YSCB. Canberra International.
Australia. Back
button. The real airport code for Canberra, by the way, is CBR. So this, I believe, I'm not sure what this is using. But this does say YSCB for
YSCB,
some reason.
Canberra International Airport. Heading. Channel. YSCB app slash dev. Up.
This is Canberra approach slash departure.
YSCB app slash dev slash center. Up.
App, dep, and center. So approach, departure, and center.
YSCB ATIS. Up.
ATIS, which we are going to click on here in a sec. I just want to go through all the channels.
YSCB ground slash tower. Up.
Ground slash tower.
YSCB Melbourne Center. Up.
Melbourne Center.
YSCB Melbourne Center.
And that's it.
YSCB ATIS.
So we're going to listen to the ATIS, selected. And then we're going to listen to ground slash
settings,
tower.
Button.
And PAL 118.7. Automatic weather information broadcast 116.7. Refer AIP 4 noise abatement procedures. Canberra terminal information Zulu.
I'll let
time
it play
check
through one more time.
5.25. Canberra terminal information Zulu. Tower closed until 1900 UTC. Class Charlie airspace within 30 DME, Canberra, 8,500 feet and below, reverts to Class Golf. CTAF and PAL 118.7. Automatic weather information broadcast 116.7. Refer AIP for noise abatement procedures. Canberra terminal information Zulu.
So now
change
we're going to switch over to ground slash tower.
Time
we're probably not going to hear anything
selected.
Since... It
settings,
is late
button.
Over there, but let's see if we can get, since the tower is closed and it might be uncontrolled airspace, let's see if we can get anyone transmitting. So after a little bit, what I usually do is switch
change channel,
frequencies
button.
Or channels
YDDG,
when I don't
Bendigo
hear
airport,
anything.
Channel, USA,
because who wants to listen to emptiness?
USA.
So
Indiana,
I'm going
Iowa,
to go
Kentucky,
back
Louisiana,
and select New
Maine,
York
Maryland, Mass, Michigan, Mississippi,
to where I had
Nevada,
it set
Nevada,
before.
New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, button.
Oops.
11:54 a.m.
I accidentally locked it.
New York, North, New York.
So we're going to switch to New York.
Kingston, 20N, Kingston, headings, Millbrook, New York,
I'm going to select
Newark, Newark, head, KW, Newark, Newark, New York, KJFK,
JFK,
KJFK, in progress, KJFK Tower, up.
And I'm going to pick JFK Tower
selected.
Again.
Live ATC. Settings. Button.
To the right, surface takeoff.
So that was... I'm going to close this now. That was a quick demonstration on the Live ATC app. If you guys want to contact me with questions, you can email me. My email address is gabrieljoseph.oria@gmail.com. That is... Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Romeo, India, Echo Lima, Juliet Oscar Sierra Echo Papa Hotel, full stop Oscar Romeo India Romeo India Alpha at gmail.com. Again, that's gabrieljoseph.oria@gmail.com, and that will be in the show notes as well. If you guys have any questions, you can feel free to contact me there. And if we need further contact, I will give other ways of contacting. Thanks, guys, for listening, and I will see you in the next podcast.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.